more people will soon be able to get vaccinated to prevent COVID-19. Governor Andrew Cuomo visited Syracuse Tuesday to explain the expanded guidelines. WAER's Chris Bolt reports the event also made a push to alleviate fears and mistrust about the vaccine.
When Governor Cuomo spoke at the state fairgrounds, he was joined by Black and Hispanic community leaders trying to overcome some of the reasons people are choosing not to get the coronavirus vaccine. The Reverend Ricardo Draper of Tucker Missionary Baptist Church told the crowd they were looking at a survivor of COVID who has received a shot and has a unique reason for others to do so.
A lot of us think that getting the vaccine is responsible, but I flip it and say the vaccine is important for those who are irresponsible, for those who won't wear masks, for those who won't social distance, for those who will not think about the families of others.
Draper was joined by more than a dozen pastors from inner city churches in Syracuse, Cortland, and elsewhere, trying to urge people of color to overcome resistance to getting vaccinated. YWCA Director Fanny Villarreal made the same plea for fellow Hispanic residents. She's on a local committee to ensure more equitable access to vaccines. Cuomo notes it's essential to solve the issue because of the outcomes.
They say the virus is race blind. Yes and no. It will infect anyone. But by circumstance, it infected Blacks and Hispanics more than whites. Twice as many Black people died from COVID as white people. 1.5 times as many Hispanic people died from COVID as white people.
He announced people 60 and over can now be eligible to get the vaccine. Next week, it opens up to public-facing nonprofit workers and public employees. Anne Marie Tellercio with the Central New York Labor Federation applauds the expansion, especially for essential workers that have stayed on the job.
This is what's going to get everything back moving again. They're never going to go back to work unless we have this vaccine. We have this union men and women of Central New York to thank. They are the essential workers. You can't Zoom garbage collection. You can't Zoom snow plowing.
Cuomo did warn vaccine supply will still ebb and flow, but barriers will continue to come down to having the percentage protected and reticence overcome to start help the community to return to some sort of normal. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.